All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This morning I had a bowl of oatmeal and a fruit shake and a cup of coffee.
We've been talking about reconstructing a life by looking at old emails and following other electronic crumbs. But meet a guy who wants to use data to build a relationship.
Two cups of coffee.
That's Mike Bergelson giving me a mic check. He's the CEO of a company called Everwise. Mike is trying to update the idea of mentoring in the workplace.
The role of mentorship, the role of coaching, helping people understand what makes sense now is as important, if not more so, than it's ever been. The idea that there can be, that there's a career ladder, that there is a certain training that you take when you become a manager, that doesn't make sense anymore.
So Everwise takes information about an employee, like his LinkedIn profile, answers to a questionnaire, and plugs it all into an algorithm, and then pairs that worker with a mentor, usually a senior executive at another company. It's called workforce science, and Mike says companies are using it to make sure their employees know that they care.
They tell us these are people who we view as up-and-coming talent in the organization, and then we use data that we collect on these people, for example, from LinkedIn and also through a series of questions that we ask them to match them with their ideal mentor. So like some popular dating sites do online, we use data to help match people with mentors who can help them accelerate in their careers.
So it's kind of an interesting thing to me because mentoring, I always thought of it as something incredibly sort of personal, that like you and somebody older and wiser connect in some way, and then together you forge this collegial relationship. And you're talking about data creating that relationship.
That's right. It is. You know, there were a lot of people, I think, 20 years ago who would have said the same thing about dating, that, I don't know, I go out to
That's
a restaurant,
true.
I go out to a bar, I go to a function at a church or synagogue, and I just meet somebody and the chemistry is there. And what we have seen over the last 20 years is, in fact, you can use data, and some sites have done a great job of showing us this, you can use data to help make good matches.
And to make sure those matches blossom into relationships, Mike and his team pair people from different organizations, sometimes even different industries. That way, he says, there's less baggage. Employees are more likely to open up, not worry about retribution. Kind of like not dating your friend's brother. Oh, and there's another thing.
We have relationship managers who help shepherd the process. They introduce themselves on a personal level to both
relationship
partners.
Relationship managers. What
absolutely.
Is a relationship manager?
So this is somebody who spends time very much in the old school matchmaking sense, getting to know both partners. They're checking in throughout the process. If something goes wrong, which, you know, something is always going to go wrong, although that happens less often than we had originally hoped, which is great. When something goes wrong, the relationship managers are there to fix the problems.
Like preemptively assigning a therapist to a new couple, which made me wonder, why would a busy executive bother investing him or herself in a relationship like this?
So that's a question we get all the time. What do mentors get out of it? Mentors love to give back. So the people who mentor with Everwise and elsewhere point out that they want to do for others what people have done for them. So this gives them an opportunity to give back to other people, but to do it in an efficient way.
Mike says around 50 companies have signed up as members of Everwise so far, most of them in tech, which either says something about how open tech workers are to engineering their office relationships, or maybe makes me wonder if tech workers need help navigating those relationships to begin with.